This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Marvin Jeffrey, Jeffrey, date of birth 12/7/1962. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Jeffrey with diabetic nephropathy and preserved kidney function, hypertension, and microalbuminuria. His last visit was 1 year ago. He's been feeling well. He did have a cardiac amyloidosis study done October 4th of 2024. The findings were not specific for ATTR, A like Alpha, T like Tom, R like Randy. But there was some increased tracer uptake in the kidneys, and it was suggested that the patient be evaluated for renal amyloid. So he had a 24-hour urine for protein done and immunofixation with free light chains. The immunofixation was normal. Free light chains were also normal. No monoclonal protein was detected on that lab study, on those lab studies. And the 24-hour urine protein was elevated, but minimally. There was no gross proteinuria. So the total protein was 0.33 grams in 24 hours. So just minimal proteinuria, which actually is consistent with his microalbuminuria. So no signs of the renal amyloidosis were found in those studies. He's feeling well, and no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Weight is unchanged. No hospitalizations since his last visit. Medications, I want to highlight Farxiga, 10 milligram daily, and Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Also anticoagulated with low-dose Xarelto, 2.5 milligram twice a day. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 249 pounds. Pulse is 56, and blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 124 over 64. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites. No peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done July 23rd, 2025. Creatinine is 0.67. Electrolytes are normal, potassium 5.1, calcium 9.5, albumin 4.3, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 15.4 with the normal white count, normal platelets, and microalbumin to creatinine ratio, microscopic albuminuria level of 54. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function, and microalbuminuria slightly better than last year. Also, hypertension currently well controlled. The patient will continue to have labs every 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.